Blog Talk Radio.
Happy weekend, happy summer, happy graduation weekend, happy graduation time. It is also wedding season. It's Father's Day. It's only two weeks away, and also June 10th, same weekend. Father's Day, the 18th. The holiday for June 10th is Monday the 19th, but many people will be celebrating on that Saturday and that weekend, a multiple day event. But happy summer, happy weekend. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. I believe Cousin Linda will join us. We were communicating earlier. About 30, 45 minutes ago. But thank you. I cannot thank you enough for always tuning in, working on being consistent, because I know from the beginning when the show kicked off in 2011 and throughout the years, and when I hear from listeners, you love consistency, and I do too. Because who wants to, I don't want to guess when my favorite shows are on or coming on. So why should I do it to you all? And you all are part of the show. You are the producers of the show, the co-producers. Thank you for the ideas. Thank you for those that keep in touch with me. If in person, I'm definitely on throughout social media, on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. Big shout out to my TikTok tribe. like one of my TikTok friends, her tribe. So just shouting her out. She's in Big D too. I happen to be a native of New Orleans. But big shout out to all the listeners here in my native Jackson, Mississippi. Those where Cousin Linda is located in Dallas. Every city, every town, every village, every island. I don't know. Even those out of space, thank you for tuning in. You never know. Those that are on our space center, we never know who's listening to us, right, out in outer space. And, oh, my goodness, we definitely must talk about UFOs. They had the first public meeting this week. Wow. So we definitely, because if you remember those longtime listeners and those that listen to archive shows, when we first introduced the Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports here on BTR, I love to talk about UFOs. Even drew a picture of a UFO and had it on the promo of the show, the one that I seen that my sister and my mom witnessed. But this is our summer talk. Feel free to call in. And also, I'm going to go to the chat. Also, so if those of you that have chat accounts, please chat with me. The call-in number is 516-595-8255. Just a carefree show. We can talk about summertime, what we love about summertime, and also, like always, talk about hot topics. Hey, check this sound effect out. Summer sound. It's called Beach Sequence. So big shout out to Pixie B for allowing me to use this sound effect. It's called Beach Sequence. Just, some of you are actually on beaches.
And some of us just, you know, the closest beach to me is Biloxi Beach in South Mississippi, not far from New Orleans. And but we have many lakes right here in my area, in the Ross Barnett Reservoir, where the Pepsi Pop, the orchestra, Mississippi Orchestra, is having an awesome yearly event, the 42nd year, I believe, Pepsi Pop. You can hear the nature in my neighborhood, birds chirping and dogs barking. But I love the sound. You have your own beaches right now, but you don't have art. So it's just to bring in summer. What are some of your favorite summer foods? I ate chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream yesterday, but watermelon. I've had watermelon. I love all the in-season fruits. And, of course, barbecue is a year-round thing here in Mississippi. But I really love barbecue in the summertime. I really love barbecue. I know I'm talking with the background sound. And it's a beautiful sound. It's entitled Beach Secrets by Pixie Bee. We share my email. Please do not hesitate to email me if you would like to be a guest on the show. Send me awesome music for your playlist. Suggest topics that we could discuss. Culture Shock, KULTURESHOKENT _ Beth at yahoo.com. KULTURESHOKENT _ Beth at yahoo.com. KULTURESHOKENT _ Beth at yahoo.com is my email. Those that would like to support the show financially, definitely the money that you send will definitely go into upgrading the show, upgrading it. $, Cash App, $, Beth, B-E-T-H, B-T-R-U, Culture, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K. Cash App, $, B-E-T-H, B-T-R-U, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K. Now, repeat a third time. Cash App, $, Beth, B-E-T-H, B-T-R-U, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K. Oh, and a big shout-out also to the Avon community and No Labels. You all, I always like to make sure that I talk about No Labels, and you all have been hearing about No Labels since I created Culture Shock Entertainment Portfolio BTR, because I joined No Labels pretty much at the same time, 2011, 2012. Cousin Linda is in also. So I must play that summer sequence for her also. So stay in the know. Check us out. If we're for you, we love it. If we're not, Cousin Linda checked us out. She attended the Zoom meeting when Dr. Ben Chavis was announced to be one of our national co-chairs. Larry Hogan is the other co-chair, and Joe Lieberman. So, you know, you can decide, hey, I like the mission. I like what's going on. Or you can say, hey, I don't really dig No Labels. But, you know, it's good to be in the know. Even if you don't dig us, it's good to stay in the know and in contact with us and check out what's going on with all of our organizations around our country and around the world. It's important for us to be. We might not become a member. I'm a longtime member, but we might not, and co-chair of the state of Mississippi. But you may not be a member, but it's good to stay in the know of what's going on. I have a neighbor who, she likes to know what's going on in certain organizations. She just likes to be in the know what's going on because she always feels that something more is happening. And it's good to know what's really going on, what's the meat of what's going on. So No Labels is a pretty transparent or bipartisan organization where Republicans and Democrats come together, and those that don't care about politics just come together to try to work on where the funding and where the money, where government is spending our dollars, our tax dollars, and they should be spending the tax dollars in areas that are effective for all Americans. The country should come before anything else. The country, the leader of the world who funds other countries, how do we spend our money for America, and how do we spend our money abroad? Also, it's important for us to know, because look what's going on with the debt ceiling. Thank God they did. And that was a bipartisan deal. The No Problem Caucus, that is No Labels. Those politicians that are Republicans, Democrats, and Independents that are part of Problem Solvers, that is all No Labels. So a lot of things would not have been passed if it wasn't for bipartisanship. And I must give our president a big shout-out for making so many bipartisan deals happen during his administration. And, you know, I think that's pretty cool. And some people might say, what are you doing? You're shouting out. But he's doing a good job when it comes to bipartisan solutions. We need a lot of problems solved. I know we're talking about summer, but I just wanted to share that because for us to have a look, if a deal had not been made for the debt ceiling, no way in H we would be having a wonderful summer. So I just wanted to spill that. I thought I would get it in because Linda hadn't called in yet to get that in beforehand. But I'm like, let me get that in right quick. But big shout out to all our family and friends. We're going to talk about, it's Fun Friday and it's summer and fun things. And pretty much going to, Cousin Linda will have the floor to have the mic, talk about, look, sound like Cousin Linda and I in politics. She will have the floor and talk about what she loves about summer. Cause I just shared a few of my favorite foods, that fruits and watermelon and ice cream. And even though barbecue is a year-round thing, for some reason, since a child, I've always associated barbecue with summertime. First Memorial Day, then July. My birthday month is August. No major holidays are in August, so I celebrate my whole month. So I feel like, hey, all my favorite foods are on the table when it's my birthday time, and then Labor Day. That's how I associate barbecue. So that's why it's one of my favorite foods. But I'm sure Cousin Linda have many favorite foods too for our summer, and nice wine, a nice drink. I have a lot of favorite drinks, non-alcoholic and just juices and teas. And there's a summer tea that Cousin Linda, the Texans love, and that's that tea that you can make in the sun. Oh man, I remember my sister used to make that tea where you sit it out in that hot Texas sun, and that tea, it was always so good. But let's go ahead and talk about fun, the fun of summertime, travel, staycations. What are you doing in your area? It doesn't have to be expensive to have fun in the summer. You know, what are economical ways to have fun? And also, if you want to splurge, what are some of the things that you do when you splurge in the summertime? But like Cousin Linda, it's kind of weird because Cousin Linda mentioned recently that it's already winter fashion's already out. So what should we be talking about? Summer fashions or winter fashions? But what are that's something else we should need to talk about soon. What are some of the popular summer fashions and hairstyles that are happening? I guess whatever you want, but there's always something trending. So what's trending? And callers, I would start sharing the number on social media more, but call us also and talk with us. It's just a fun show today. 516-595-8255, 516-595-8255. And Cousin Linda is with us, and we appreciate you all so much for tuning in. Happy weekend, happy summer, so much happening. Hi, Cousin Linda. Miss
Hello,
Linda
sir.
Oliver. Hello, soldier.
Hey, Cousin Bethany and listeners.
Hello.
How
are
you
doing?
Lazy, how are you doing?
So that's what you love about summer. You're already telling us what you love about summer. You can be lazy.
Yeah, summer is not my favorite time of year because I don't like hot weather.
I know.
So I try to stay in air conditioning as much as I can. And speaking of lazy, my friend Laverne, who is also a substitute teacher, called me today and said she needed some motivation because it was just pitiful. It was after 11 o'clock, and she had gotten up, taken a bath, and got back into bed. And I said, but now that's just
school
terrible.
School is out now, right? No, summer, she's not teaching summer school or anything.
No. But she worked the whole year. She had a long-term assignment, and I didn't, whereas I, you know, sub maybe 2 or 3 days a week. She subs 5 days. So I guess she was lazy like this because school got out, I think, that Friday before Memorial Day for her. So I guess she's still resting, yeah. But,
she needed some motivation.
Yeah. I was thinking we should try to go up to Windstar, but we haven't planned that. I don't have any kind of plans for the summer, to tell you the truth. Absolutely nothing, because I, you know, when I would take my vacations, I haven't taken a summer vacation in a long time. Because, like I said, it's just too hot. Unless you were trying to go somewhere where
I know you expressed that you love to travel in the winter time. So when you went to Dubai, I can't remember what season that was. Was it early fall?
No, it was December. We were there from December 10th through December 16th, and it was hot.
Okay, so how was the weather there? Because isn't it warm there yearly, around the year? How was the weather there?
Yes. Well, it was, I guess, maybe like 75 to 77 or something during the day, and it would go up to maybe 79 or something, but at night the temperature would drop down and get cool. It would feel like it was about 65 at night because we weren't prepared. Now, I wore a super heavy coat going over there because when we left Dallas, it was extremely cold in Dallas. I think it was probably down to about 6 or 7 degrees in Dallas. So I had a heavy coat. It was about knee length. But you certainly couldn't wear it in Dubai. It didn't get anywhere near that cold. But we had long sleeves and a scarf or something at night, that would be comfortable. And more than likely,
so you mean when we can afford to have a second home, not just in the Bahamas, we can have a third home in Dubai, because that weather sounds nice. That's my kind of weather.
But wait a minute. But see, you have to go to Dubai around late September, early October, up through March. Because after that, it's like 120 degrees during the daytime. It's unbearable.
Okay, that's
one
what
of the,
I thought. Okay. Because
yeah,
when you said
one
70
of the,
something, I'm like, I thought it was hotter. But the spring and summer months.
that's during the winter time. But yeah, in the summer, because
right.
one of the waiters, the hotel where we were staying at Burj Al Arab, was saying that most people don't even visit Dubai during the summertime, those spring and summer months, because it's too hot. And he said people who
yes.
live there don't even bother to come out. You know, if you have to go to work, that's one thing. But everything's air-conditioned. But as far as just being
okay.
out, going different places during the day, he said they don't even bother to come out. Not for social reasons and stuff, but he said they don't get very many tourists. Now, I don't know what very many is, but the average person is not going to go to Dubai unless you just love scorching hot weather, because he said it can get up to 120. And I know when we have 112s in Dallas, Texas, it's just miserable.
Woo, that
so
Texas
I would
heat.
Like to,
I thought that, Texas is drier than humid Mississippi. And so I don't know. You're
Texas
right. I don't know.
Humid.
The drier heat compared to the humidity heat of Mississippi, you're right. That Texas heat. Woo.
And Dubai's something. Heat was hot because some of the days, if you look at some of my pictures, you can tell it was hot and humid. Because, I mean, you could see, like, how my face had been sweating. It just depends. It was hot during the day because I guess maybe 75, 77, like I said. And I guess it
mm-hmm.
depends on what part of town you were in, because when we went over to the souk, the gold souk and the spice market
uh-huh.
area, we took some kind of boat ride over there. It was hot and humid during the daytime going over there.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But take a
okay.
good December trip.
Cousin
yeah,
Linda,
like
you need to win that lottery ticket. You need to win those millions and millions of dollars so we can get that third home.
I'm looking at some lottery tickets where I didn't win not anything on them. I'm tired of playing the Texas lottery, wasting my money. So I got to start contributing to some of the others because I have apps for, I think, Oregon, New York, and New Jersey, but I just haven't put any money in those lotteries. I'm going to have to start doing that. I don't want to do, because you have to give a checking account or a credit card number, and I don't want them to think that I am a gambler. Because, you know, I was telling you that companies monitor what you do.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so and they can see where I've spent some money buying lottery tickets, because you can buy them on your debit card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then also,
so,
if you're a winner, they probably would say, well, we have your account number on file. They probably direct deposit when you're out of state, too.
They do.
Maybe.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to give them some kind of bank account so when you win. Because when I would play, because
I'm like, send it now, direct deposit it now, especially if I'm a big amount. Send it now.
Well, I was playing in a group lotto pool on Jackpocket, and when I would win,
uh-huh.
it would be like 30 cents or 17 cents or something like that. They just automatically put it in your checking account. Or savings account, I think you can give them a account number, but I just always had it put in my checking account.
Right.
The couple of times that I won. But, yeah, playing individual Jackpocket, I didn't win anything. And I think I spent about $40 doing that. So I'm thinking that's just too much to lose. Yeah.
So you did mention Winstar. Going to Winstar soon.
No,
and when
we
I
decided
come, we go to,
we're not
when
going.
I come, we go to. Oh, and when I come, we gotta go to Choctaw. I want to visit Winstar. I never did get a chance to visit Winstar.
Yeah, I didn't have enough luck at Choctaw.
Oh, you made it there. I knew you said you all were planning to go. I didn't know you hadn't told me you don't.
Yeah, I thought I missed. Yeah, I told you I went to Choctaw because I was telling you about it. I didn't know it would take so long to get from Sherman up to Choctaw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wish I had known
when you were going to. I would have had my friends to give you the VIP treatment.
I wish you had known too, because we could have used some VIP treatment. Because yeah, I told you we ate at Smashburger.
Oh,
at the place where you used to work.
That was my first job there when I worked there, and I loved it. That's why I can't wait to try Salt Bay Burger, because I am fiending for me a Smash Burger. There are Smash Burgers in Dallas though, but I've been fiending for a Smash Burger.
They had a Smash Burger in Addison, but it's no longer down there.
Oh,
it went out of business. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen Smash Burger in Addison in a long time.
And there was one at Mockingbird Station and another one downtown. I think it's one in Richardson. I heard about the one in Addison.
Let me see.
What'd you say?
Smash Burger. I'm checking online now to see where are they.
I thought it had left Choctaw, but it's still there. I have the app. But when I was there, they were talking about putting one here in Jackson. It's one in Memphis. The people that opened the one in Memphis and in New Orleans, they're based here in Jackson.
Okay, well, they have one in Richardson. They have one in Coppell, one in Dallas, and let's see here.
I know one at Mockingbird Station.
Louisville, Frisco, Richardson, Coppell, Dallas. Let me see where it is in Dallas.
But which burger did you get? Did you get the Smash Burger, or did you get one of the others, like the Avocado Burger or the Black Bean Burger?
I just got a regular burger.
Yeah, that's the one I like. The Smash Burger is good and the salt. So that's why I can't wait to try Salt Bay. You didn't? I can't wait to try Salt Bay.
Mustard.
Oh.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know
that
beef is that beef. Huh?
I said the Smash Burger in Addison, yeah, it's closed. It's not coming up. And I know I'm on Beltline Road all the time, and I know I hadn't seen it. And it's been a couple of years since I've seen it.
Yeah, cause I thought I heard some of them had closed, and then I was like, is it still in business? But I thought it's still in Choctaw. And then I see where the guy, Guy Fieri, has a restaurant in Choctaw. I seen where he have a restaurant there now.
Mm-hmm.
I love his his TV shows.
I don't like watching the food shows, so they just make me want to eat. I be hungry.
Look,
and I
it makes me
want to
travel America, Cousin London. Look, you talk about it being hot. It makes me want to get you and the mask seniors together. We get us a nice mobile home RV and travel America and go to these different cities and towns. Yeah,
that
it makes me hungry. It makes me want to travel. It makes me want to travel.
Tell you what I used to like, and I'm not a fan of hers, Rachel Ray, but she used to be on the Travel Channel. She had a travel show on the Travel Channel. And she'd be all over the place. She'd eat in the United States and Europe. And Samantha Brown, Samantha Brown would be traveling. Now, I enjoyed them.
That
but
was
as far
the
as
next one. I love Samantha Brown.
Me too. Right. Everybody I talked to that, you know, that knew Samantha Brown, we all loved her show. So she was just so real and down to earth.
And I seen her in, like early this year on a talk show. So she still does like a family show. I don't know if it's on I don't know if it's like on YouTube or what. But she said she does. She has have children now, so she turns it into a family travel show. So we have to Google her and find out where her show is, because I watched her on PBS.
She slowed down. Well, I think she slowed down when she got married and had, I think, twins.
Okay, I know she said she had two kids.
Okay,
she and her family travels now.
When she was single, she hit all those places. Yeah, I think she didn't get married till she was about 40. And she showed her engagement, and she was saying that she lived in Manhattan, but the guy that she married was from Brooklyn, and he showed her all the nice different things about Brooklyn, and so that's where they ended up living. And right after that, she announced that she was, at least when I saw, you know, I don't know how far after her engagement or wedding or whatever, and she had twins. And all of a sudden, I didn't see her on the Travel Channel. In fact, the Travel Channel is all about ghosts and paranormal stuff. I don't even watch the Travel Channel anymore.
Oh, yeah, I watched her on the Travel Channel. And wasn't she on PBS, too? Didn't she have a show on PBS, too?
She may have. I don't remember watching her on PBS.
Okay. Yes. It seemed like she had a couple shows. Well, maybe,
I think she did. Yeah, but I just remember, because I used to every day. That was during the time when I was really retired, where I wasn't working at all. And every day I'd wait for her show and Rachel Ray's show and a few others. But like I said, when the Travel Channel decided to go paranormal and ghost and whatever, I stopped watching it because that's something that doesn't interest me on the Travel Channel.
Right. The Travel Channel is mostly about travel. Travel and boo, like her show.
Exactly. And things to do when you get to these different places.
And, yes, and she made it so carefree. Like, hey, everybody can travel. Don't, you know, like, okay. She made it seem like, okay, just travel. Just do it.
Well, do you ever watch Rick Steves? Now, he's on PBS.
Oh, okay.
You've never
not
watched
regularly.
Rick Steves? Okay. I don't think he comes on, like, weekly or monthly or anything.
Right.
Just sometimes on Sundays I'll see Rick Steves Europe. Now, I like Rick Steves. But they... to my knowledge, on PBS here, it's not like, well, you know, Sunday at 11 o'clock, Rick Steves Europe is coming on. I just happen to catch it from time to time. And then when they're having their telethon, when they're seeking donations or whatever, you'll see Rick Steves a little more often. But it seems like the travel shows that I'm interested in, they don't come on like they used to.
I don't know if
the public is no longer interested in those shows, if they're not profitable. I don't know what it is. But I really enjoy those shows.
Me too. And like you were saying, in cooking shows.
I used to like Two Fat Ladies.
Anthony Bourdain's show was good.
I love Anthony Bourdain, No Reservations. And I think he used to be on the Travel Channel every now and then. But, yeah, I loved him. And Andrew Zimmern.
Right.
You know, Andrew Zimmern.
He spotlighted your favorite restaurant, Big Apple Inn, like not too long before he passed away.
Andrew Zimmern did?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Like maybe within a year of his death, he came to Jackson, and when he passed away, Dino yes, he did.
No,
I have to look up that show or ask Gino to send it to us. But you have to look it up. Big Apple Inn and interviewed Gino and his family.
No, I saw him do all that. I actually saw that when it aired. But what I'm saying is, when did he die? I didn't know he was dead.
Oh my God, cousin Little. Oh my goodness, I didn't know you didn't know. And I hate to tell you how he passed away. He committed suicide.
No, Anthony Bourdain. Well, we must be talking about Anthony Bourdain. Because Andrew Zimmer. Okay, well, I know about Anthony Bourdain.
Zimmer is the one that eat the exotic food.
Right, and that's who I was talking about, because I was saying I saw him at Big Apple Inn. I know that because I actually saw that when they aired
it. Look, you telling me something new. I didn't know he'd been to Big Apple Inn.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know he'd been to Jackson, because he would eat anything.
Andrew Zimmern has been there.
Now, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Now, I didn't know Anthony Bourdain had been there.
Yes.
But I remember when he died, because that was a good while ago. And, again, I was really shocked that he committed suicide.
He came here, like, within a year before he died. But I didn't know Zimmer had been here. Wow, you told me something new.
Yeah.
I have to look for or you can look for it. I have to look for it, or you can look for it, because he visited Big Apple Inn, and it was a big story in the local news. And when he passed, Gino had a lot of nice things to say about his visit and his interview with he and his family.
Yeah, when I got familiar with Anthony Bourdain, he was doing No Reservations for CNN, and he had gone to Paris. Yeah, and he had the drink, absinthe. And Michael Page and I were talking about it, because when we went to the stuff's supposed to run you crazy. Anthony Bourdain was in his hotel talking about he was seeing the green monster and he was doing all this.
Oh, no.
So Michael and I decided, because we were going to Paris that same year, and we decided that we were going to get some absinthe and see if it ran us crazy. And it just tastes licorice, that's all. But we went to this bar called O'Sullivan's over in the Pigalle district, the Pigalle area. And the waiter came out. We had the absinthe, and the waiter came out. And they do something. They light the spoon like you're going to shoot up some heroin or something.
Whoa.
And they pour something in the spoon and light fire to it and put the stuff in. And we were so disappointed. Number one, we didn't seem like we were going to go crazy. And it tastes like licorice, like black licorice. It has a horrible taste to it. But, we did experience that. But we saw Anthony Bourdain do it on No Reservations.
He said he was seeing green monsters. Oh, my goodness.
The green monster, yeah. Now, why me and Michael decided we wanted to see
the green monster drink? Look, Cousin Linda, did you all for the green monster drink?
No, we knew what it was called. It's called absinthe. And we knew what it was, and asked the waiter if he could do that for us, and he said, "Yeah, no problem." But Anthony Bourdain made it seem like it was something that was X-rated, and you couldn't do it, and it was hard to find, and all this kind of stuff. Because in fact, I think I posted some pictures of Michael getting ready for his shot of absinthe.
Oh. But it sounds wild. I'm like Anthony Bourdain. Sounds like a New Orleans experience.
That's the way
they are related. Paris, France, and New Orleans.
Oh, very much so. Did you see those huge drinks that I posted on Facebook yesterday? They have a 3-gallon. They have a 3-gallon hurricane in New Orleans. And my friend Al Medley, who lives there, he's actually from New Orleans, and he was saying he had seen people drink these 3 gallon hurricanes and fall flat on their face. I was like, well, a 3 gallon anything ought to make you fall flat on your face.
And it's been ages since I've been in New Orleans, but hurricane, I know all of my prayer partners are listening to the show, but yes, hurricane is my favorite. Not just summer, but year-round drink in New Orleans, but a 3 gallon? Oh, wow.
Yep.
3 gallons? One of those big old jumbo glasses, way too much anyway, but 3 gallons? I need to look at your page from yesterday. I need to look.
Yeah, Laverne and I were in New Orleans 2018 for Mardi Gras.
Yes, I remember.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the last trip we took.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah, that was the last trip we took because in 2020 we were going to New York. And remember I was telling you we had to cancel New York due to COVID.
Because we were coming to Dallas. Terry and I was going to come to Dallas for that 2020 for Easter and Tommy's birthday because their birthdays were the same. Yeah, but COVID came out of where Tommy said at the beginning when he was in Wuhan, he said it's going to be bad. It's going to come here or what? He said it's going to be bad. And I was wondering where did it come from exactly. But wow. I started going to Dr. Quinn in February and it hadn't made it to the States yet. But he said they were watching out for it, and you're right. But March, it made it here. March the 10th, right? It made it here.
Evidently.
And I remember you and your friends were playing in New York.
Yeah, and it had to have been around March the 10th because the building where we were working, all the offices had closed, and it was a school, a Jewish school in that office building. Everybody had closed except the company that I was working for. And we were mad.
Your company stayed open a long time, too. I remember your company stayed open a long time afterwards.
We thought they were trying to kill us, and so one of my coworkers started the rumor that I don't know if it's true, it's probably true, that two people had died in that building, and that's why all the other companies left and had died from COVID. And she was saying that she thought we ought to get together and sue the company that we were working for. And
they didn't notify you all?
Huh?
Because they didn't notify you all?
No, they didn't tell us. We had to hear that through the grapevine. And so they put out all this Lysol and hand sanitizer and stuff. We were like, that ain't doing no good. So the company gave us the third week in March off with pay. And they told us they'd call us and let us know when we could return to work. So we had this conference call the first Monday. The fourth Monday in March, and that's when they told us that we didn't have to worry about coming back to work because they decided to just get rid of our department. And so we all lost our jobs. They kept people who could work from home, but they didn't offer us the opportunity to work from home, which I was glad because I hated the job anyway. So
you all worked a long time when a lot of other businesses were like, we're closing. And I remember you used to talk about the liquor stores would be open. You're like, well, the liquor stores, you're staying busy.
Yeah, well, that
you
was around,
in the midst of all this.
Yeah, I think that was probably around the first week of March or something. So COVID must have hit USA in maybe February. Because,
We had an election March the 10th, and, you know, I work as a poll manager. And to be honest, that was the last time I worked because, you know, I don't play about this COVID. I never had it. And
I was scared of it.
I worked, but COVID had not, we had not been told that it had made it to the United States on that election day.
It must have come over around late January, February, or something like that. because we were still working in March, and I'm passing by the mall. All the malls shut down, the strip shopping centers shut down. But I passed by Specs Liquor Store, and Specs Liquor Store was going strong.
And I tried not to laugh, but Cousin Linda, your post was so funny. It was serious during a pandemic. But I'm about to laugh now. It wasn't funny, but you posted it in a comedic way. You were like, well, each day I pass by the liquor store, parking lot is full.
It was packed and had cars.
You were like, was that getting busy?
Yeah. They had
you were like, this pandemic driving people to drink more. It was like you were saying the pandemic was driving us to drink more.
Well, my friend on Facebook, who's a retired school teacher, and he was saying, you try staying home. You know, the kids had to stay at home. The schools were closed.
Oh, yeah.
And so my friend said, you try staying at home with your two or three kids all day, every day, and see, don't you go to the liquor store.
Right.
And that was before
and
I started.
This one mom posted, she had to have her weed. And this one mom on social media posted she had to have her joint.
Oh,
during
my
the pandemic,
goodness.
She was like, I had to smoke me a joint. Oh, these kids, she said, here with these kids. Lord, have mercy.
And how they think the poor teacher feels. See, I didn't realize that until I started subbing. And then I started thinking about what my friend said. I said, he's right. You try staying at home all day, every day with your bad kids. And see, don't
you
start drinking.
You know, a few hours you with them, Cousin Linda. You glad when the school bell rings, huh?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Cousin Linda, I have to send you this video. I have to show you this video on TikTok. Oh, my God. This lady shared her life on TikTok as a school teacher. And for some reason, it popped up on my feed. And she had videoed one of her students. He's dancing around like he Michael Jackson, even had a little Michael Jackson afro. She's sitting at her teacher's desk, and he just prancing through the classroom, dancing, the other children looking at him like they thinking the same thing she was thinking. She videoed him, put him on TikTok. She said, that boy right there, she said, I can't wait for school to be out. So I don't have to see him anymore. I have to send you that video. It's so funny. I said, I can't believe that teacher posted it. His mama and daddy going to see that.
And they probably think he's sitting down at a desk doing his work.
And he's around dancing over like Michael Jackson.
Well, they would be rapping in my class. They know all the lyrics to them old rap songs. And I think some of them actually thought they were going to be rap stars or rap artists or whatever.
But yet you said they'll tell you. Do you know why I passed that test? Because I haven't said it, but they studied those rap songs.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, one young man asked me how did he have a 100 average in class when he didn't do anything. I said, that's a good question. I want to know the answer, too. How do you have a 100 when you don't? And he come to school every day and go to sleep.
But you know what? Some kids are just, some children, some students are just like that. Some people don't have, it don't take much effort to know. They can
he
make it look over.
Did, but
you said, he said he didn't do anything. But some children would just listen.
And I mean, no, definite. He did not. He literally did not do anything. He didn't turn in any assignments. He didn't take any tests.
So if he was asleep, he wasn't listening to you either. So if he's asleep, he's not listening either.
No, he didn't pass any tests. He didn't turn in any assignments. I think the school was just giving him grades. And I literally do. Yeah, he was. Because
I know some students have to study more than others, and some they just got
it.
Yeah,
I mean,
but you think the school had something
like English? I didn't have to study English because I was good in English, but mathematics classes I had to really study for that, and still could not excel in it. But no, I mean, so these kids literally don't have to do anything, but you still have to pass them. The teachers are not.
And they still need to make an effort. But it wasn't like that when we were in school, was it?
Oh, honey, no.
Lord, we had to tote the heavy book. We didn't have Google. We had to literally go to the library.
Yeah. Yeah,
the Dewey system, the Dewey Decimal System. We literally had to go to the library.
These kids don't realize how good they have it because, you know, all the work now is pretty much done on computers. And, you know, a lot of people were saying that students don't have computers because the parents can't afford to buy them. Well, the schools where I sub, the school furnished computers. They didn't even have to furnish their own computers.
Wow. You're talking about a silver platter.
Yeah, they didn't have to furnish pencils. You know, when school started, that was part of our supplies. We had to buy binders, we had to buy pencils, loose notebook filler paper, notebooks, just all kinds of stuff. These kids don't have to buy nothing. And some schools, like the public schools, because I didn't sub in the public schools, I subbed in charter schools, everything was furnished for them. Tissues, like in public schools, the kids have to buy tissues and stuff. These kids didn't have to buy nothing, absolutely zilch, nothing.
Wow.
And they still would not do their work. And, I mean, why? If you know you're going to pass, you're not going to flunk. And I guess some of them didn't have to worry about getting a job because some of them's parents owned businesses or their relatives owned businesses, and they worked in the businesses. And I don't know, some of them, you know, family might have money. And they just wanted a high school diploma because one guy actually owned a business. And I was asking him, because he didn't want to do his work either, and he always wanted to disrupt class, and I was asking him why did he want to come to school if he wasn't going to do anything. And he said he wanted to be the first person in his family to get a high school diploma.
Wow.
After that.
But yet they have but they have a multi-million dollar business. Right.
Now, I didn't say multi-million dollar. I just know he had a business.
Right.
And one young man was a barber, was a licensed barber. And we're talking about 9th and 10th graders. So they already made some money. Some of them had to come to school because of judgments against them. You know, they had, like, records. I don't want to say criminals, but they had to go to court and stuff.
And if they don't go to school, the other choice is probably they got to go to jail.
Exactly.
Right. I'd rather go to school than go to jail.
Yeah, I know I asked the class one time. I said, if y'all don't want to do your work.
I was asking you, can I student teach today?
I asked one of the students, I said, well, why do you want to come to school if you have no intentions of doing your work? And he said, you don't know? And I said, no. I said, why do you even bother to show up? All you do is come in here and disrupt class and go to sleep. He said, you don't know why we come to school. And I said, no, I don't. And he said, we come to school because we have to. I said, you have to come to school. He said, oh, yeah. He said, if we didn't have to come to school, we wouldn't be here. So I said, oh, and that's when one of the regular teachers was telling me that they have judgments against them. And some of them have to go to court.
Oh, wow.
If they don't go to court, they will have to go to, I guess, jail. Because one of my students had one of those.
Why? And they said, you don't know. Look, we went to school because we were eager to go to school. We loved to go to school.
Well, we thought that was
normal. Right.
That's
boring.
Yeah, and I used to want to go to school so I could be with my little friends. And school was, for the most part, fun, except
and
when
the
I was
different,
in seventh
the
grade,
different click.
It was kind of traumatic.
And the different clique. I said a different clique. Fashion and all the cliques. And the fashion and all the cliques, from the nerds to the music cats to the druggies to those that just want to, you know, Fashion is all they thought about.
And we had activities because we used to have talent shows when we used to have
We did too.
And, plays. We would have a play. We had a lot of activities and stuff
and
going
dance.
On at school. Yeah.
Right.
Dance.
So different reasons. I mean, I guess obviously the reasons have changed for some.
Oh, yeah. And we didn't have to worry about
somebody. Court. Avoiding court and jail never ran across my mind.
And we didn't have to worry about getting shot up at school either.
You know,
there was no such thing as a mass shooter or anything like that. Because I can't imagine going to school under those circumstances.
Yes, Cousin Linda, because recently I've seen where students are being trained when there's an active shooter on campus. And what to do? What to do? They just like with a tornado drill. Now children are being trained in case they have to take the leadership role if an active shooter is at their school. I'm like, man, that's too much stress.
We had a couple of active shooter drills when I was subbing, and the kids didn't take it serious at all. They didn't follow instructions.
Oh, my
they
goodness.
Act like they
and I'm thinking that's too much stress for a child.
And
then you said they're not even taking it seriously. Because they got that mentality. It happened at my school.
I don't know what the mentality was. I just know that they did not follow instructions. And I was saying to myself, you better act a shooter, come up in here. I'm going to follow instructions. I'm going to do what I've been trained to do.
Cause they said that I think that school that what is the Valdez? I think they one of the schools they had just had the training
Rob Elementary,
in the region so many
Rob
Elementary, one of the schools had just had the training. It might have been the school where the boy shot the teacher. They said they had training maybe like a week before or a month before. But then they had been watching that little boy, and his mom said she had been pleading for help with him. So she said she had been pleading for help with him, you know.
I wouldn't have had to plead for help. When I got through beating his behind, honey, they'd have been trying to get me off him because I would have been beating him every day. They say beatings don't work and it's child abuse, and I said, well, that's just a chance I'd have to take. Because I can't see myself being afraid of my child and asking for help. No.
Cousin Linda, when you talk about some of those students just walking in and going to sleep, our friend, Reggie Roughneck Ruffin, when we were students, you know, we grew up in the same neighborhood. His sister still in a family house. Reggie, literally, he got those big... Corporal punishment is no stranger to Reggie. Every day he was the child that would get that whooping every day with that big old paddle. And I used to say the same thing to him. Why do you like getting paddling? I mean, feel like, why won't it stop you? But, you know, he's a good leader in the community now. But back Reggie was one of those students, too, that he would be bad, but he would do his work and get his work done. So, as bad as this child is, he still got his work done.
Yeah, it was like that where I subbed a lot of the students. Well, not a lot, but some of them come in, do exactly what you asked them to do. They were obedient and mannerable and everything. I would say that's about 12 or 13.
And I love being friends with the teachers. And I like to be friends with the teachers.
Yeah, it was a couple of them that I had rapport with. I certainly didn't want to be friends with any of them. But some of them, you know, we carry on conversations and stuff, but a lot of them, they just totally ignore you. You try to talk to them, and hi, good morning, they wouldn't open their mouth. Try to carry on
my
conversations, but they didn't. Because the news is on, so I'm going to have to go because I got to watch the news.
And we didn't get a chance to find out what your favorite foods were. I asked you that at the beginning and didn't get it.
Oh, I'm
so tell
sorry.
Us one of your favorite foods.
Watermelon for the summer?
Yes.
Yeah, for the summer, watermelon.
Mine, too, and I've had some, too. I had some last week. But earlier this week, last week, yes. I love watermelon.
Yeah, I had some. Me, too. I had some, I think, in April. But okay, cuz, and listeners, Bethany, let me know when the next podcast is.
Sunday at 3. Are you going to lunch tomorrow, or it will be on the third Saturday?
No, I'm off tomorrow. I mean, I'm off. No, it's going to be the second Saturday, next Saturday.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the third Saturday. It's the second Saturday.
It is normally, but that's going to be Father's Day weekend, and my friend who has a husband and son asked me to change it, so I told her I would change it this month.
Yes, June 10th, and I know you don't celebrate, but it's June 10th weekend, but now it's a big money-making holiday, too. A lot of people celebrate it. June 10th and Father's Day weekend, the same weekend. Yeah, okay, the news is on, and let's both tune in. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Thank you, Cousin Linda. Let's talk Sunday. What are we talking about on Sunday? What are we talking about on Sunday? You'll let me know?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay, I'll look at your suggestions also. Okay, well, thank you. Love you so much.
You love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Cousin Linda, thank you all for tuning in. Look, we talking about topics. It was just a fun talk conversation. Definitely would love you all to call in. We'll be consistent so you will know when the air times are. And say the number, 516-595-8255 in your phone. The show's not over. That's Red and Blue. I just wanted to play that little nice sound effect that's called Red and Blue. A big shout out to Sound Reality for that. So remember, email me at cultureshop, KULTURESHOKENT_BETH@yahoo.com, KULTURESHOKENT_BETH@yahoo.com. Also, Cash App is $. That's BETHBTRUKULTURESHOK. Cash App, BETHBTRUKULTURESH. Okay. I'm looking at a website. It's from Apartment Therapy. It's about things to do in the summertime. We're going to share a few things from their list of 49 things to do in the summertime. Thank you also for connecting with me on Facebook. Bethany Williams, Beth Avon Lady, Cut the Jack Entertainment Reports has a page. Thank you for supporting the show that I am premiering on Spotify right now. I definitely appreciate your listenership here on Blog Talk Radio and on Spotify, which you can hear the Spotify podcast, Culture Shock Entertainment Report, exclusive on Spotify and on iHeartRadio, and also soon on other platforms. And I'm also in the Clubhouse now. I had planned to premiere Culture Shock Entertainment Report podcast house in Clubhouse last week, but it would be over the weekend. So those of you that are in Clubhouse, please look me up and invite me to your house at Clubhouse also. A good old-fashioned fun things that you can do, set up a sprinkler. That's fun for kids and adults to set up a sprinkler just to cool off and have fun. Do a decluttering challenge to find tons of decluttering ideas, calendars and schedules on Pinterest and print them out. Explore your closet. Come up with different ways to mix and match some of your favorite tried and true clothing items. 4, propagate existing plants. Yeah. Climb a tree. Participate in a local run. That is something that I had planned to do last year. I am looking forward to getting in a run. That's a watermelon 5K at the Sports Hall of Fame that's usually on the 4th of July that my friend Margaret created, Ferris White created, back when I was a volunteer at Mississippi Sports Museum when Michael Rubenstein was still alive. I don't know if I would be ready for July. It's 4th of July, but I would like to participate in a run. Plant a garden. Do-it-yourself slip and slide. I know I had bought a really nice, inexpensive slip and slide at Walmart, and it lasted last year and the year before for my nieces and nephews and their friends. Find or make a walking tour of a city. And you know what? It can be your own city. Just think about the things that we haven't done in our own respective towns and cities. Go on a tour, visit museums, visit places, landmarks, and all. Go for a hike. I have a friend who loves to hike. She's in Georgia, a classmate of mine. She's a fitness group guru. Must invite her on the show to talk with us. Host a movie night. I was just thinking today, I hope Crossroads Film Festival resume in-person festivals, because one thing I love about it, when we're preparing for the festival, when we have the screening nights, potluck dinners, when we're screening, we screen movies on our own, but we often have potluck gatherings where we screen movies together. And we vote if the movie should be in the film festival or not. Photography challenges. I love that. Get adventurous with urban foraging. Paddle or swim your way around a local waterway. Read in a hammock. I've been thinking about that. Plan a creative picnic. I love picnics. Bike around town. I love biking. Visit free museums. I just mentioned that. Cycle old finds into something fresh. Get sporty. Volunteer for your community. These are things that you can do for free. Collect natural objects for art. And this is worldwide, you know, things you can do. Play like a kid on the playground. Host a bake-off. Grab existing art supplies and paint some nature. I resume my fashion designing, but I would like to do some painting and some drawing and maybe making some ceramic items and stuff like that. Camp in your backyard. Build a sandcastle. Go on a scavenger hunt. Stargaze or meteor shower gaze. I love to look at the moon and the stars. Join a meetup group. I haven't been to my meetup app in a long time. Have a date with your pet, right? I always have a date with my pet. Start a book club. Ah, I started a book club here on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports earlier this year. I need to remind you all, and you all call us and let us know, reading, and share it with me on social media, and also remember to create your listener profile here on Blog Talk Radio. Rearrange for a new look. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely working on a new look, a makeover. Call someone who always loved to make others over. I definitely need a makeover. Call an old friend to catch up. Write letters or send postcards. It's a favorite of mine. Start a fundraiser, a charity event. I have plans for a block party. People watch, play board games that usually just collect dust. Yeah, I was just talking about that with one of Terry's cousins on my Facebook page when I posted something about we should be having more family reunions and game nights and stuff instead of going to funerals. We should be doing more fun things together, people, something I had reshared from Instagram. Challenge yourself to cook off with only the food you have in your house. Drop off treats to an older relative. Learn a party trick like juggling or origami. Give yourself an at-home spa day. Learn about your town's history. Exactly. Online open mic night. Yeah. Attend a book reading. Learn how to make something from scratch. You know, and, yeah, like a poetry night, talent shows like Cousin Linda and I was just talking about. There are things we can do that doesn't cost much. And then there are things that, like, hey, let's spend this month. Let's splurge, you know, empty bills and stuff, responsibilities to handle. You know, let's do this. Let's do that, you know. Sometimes, you know, you can't continue to put things off and enjoy having fun. Enjoy having fun together. But thank you all so much for tuning in because it is almost time for the show to stop. I don't want it to cut off. So thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and effectively networking with me on TikTok and on Instagram. I am still on LinkedIn, and I have a backup LinkedIn page also, so I'm doing my best to get to my original because I have so many connections, and I'm not ignoring anybody also. So, again, I thank you. I wish you a happy summer. Congratulations to those that are graduating, those that are planning their wedding. It's June. A lot of June weddings are happening. Congratulations on that. Happy, it's Father's Day. It's Father's Day month and June 10th, so much going on. Let's do our best to just make the world a better place and spread love. And remember, this is a lifestyle entertainment show. Remember, this is a lifetime entertainment show. Remember, this is a lifetime entertainment show. I'm so sorry. When I am on air, okay, my apologies. But as I was saying, I do not be ignoring. I sometimes had to back up for LinkedIn. Then I connected to my original one. And then for some reason I'm having trouble connecting to my original. The backup will keep popping up. So as soon as I can, I will be responding to your messages on LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. Remember to subscribe to me, to my channel on YouTube, youtube.com/CultureShockInc, KULTRESHOKENT. I have two active accounts on TikTok, Instagram. I'm there. I have provided my email. Email me, message me. Also, I don't talk to just random calls, but I might start talking if we are talking about you coming on the show, or being a guest on the show, or us doing business for business purposes, business inquiries, and so on. So it is Father's Day. So those of you that that are looking for awesome gift ideas, remember to check out my Avon website also, avon.com/BethBeautyStyle. But big shout out to BTR community, the management staff and owners, and my fellow podcasters. Oh. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the women of God who sent me some money. In the name of Jesus, dear Lord, I pray for their health, their life, and for miracles to happen to your Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hello? Uh-huh. So you've been doing wood staining. It's been almost a year. I'm wondering when this wood stain is going to get finished here. I'm doing laundry. Call me back in about 10 minutes. Come back by 10 minutes. I'm taking clothes out the washer. I'm going to hang them up to dry. Call me back. I'm doing laundry. Coming back. I'm tired. I've been on the show, my podcast, and been praying all day. Let me put my laundry outside to dry.
Okay.
You know I'm with Bluetooth all often. Coming back.
Go up and form a business as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.